All right, we are back at Renegade Harley-Davidson. Now, last time I was here, we rode an 883 Sportster, and I asked you guys what you wanted to see me ride next. We're about to go take a spin on another bike here that kind of goes into the Sportster lineup. They're out of 1200s, so we're going to ride a 975 Special. We'll talk about the difference between it and the regular Endeavor 975 and kind of how this all fits in the way Harley is doing their Sportster lineup, what makes sense, what doesn't, what they could do better on this bike, in my opinion, because I do have some opinions about this bike, but it's hotter than Hades, so let's go ride and talk about it so I can cool off. Getting geared up here. We're gonna take this thing out for a spin. Of course, we got another camera to turn on here. By the way, anybody that's asking, I am testing out the new Extra Sphera 360. That's almost identical to the DJI 360. Turn that screen on. Let's watch that screen boot up here. Now, this is one of the differences here. The Special has this nice digital screen. The 975 is just an analog screen with a little digital indicator in it. We'll talk more about this bike when we get moving because it is hot. I rode this bike before when it first came out. This is a 2004 model. They came out in 2002, the 975 did. And one of the things you immediately have to adjust for if you're used to riding Harley-Davidson V-twins is the RPM range. This bike revs and has power at a much higher range. That bar mirror is not tight at all. All right, guys, we are off on our test ride. I had to stop and adjust that mirror. That mirror over there would not hold. The nut was so loose it was about to fall off and I lost the mirror. So now we're trucking along. So this is a 975 Special. And we're trucking at about 60 mile an hour, third gear, and we're up where the RPMs want to be, up between, you know, 4,000 and 7,000, probably like where I would not run below 4,000. This is not like your typical Harley-Davidson cruiser where you start out at 2,000 and run up to 4,000 or 5,000 RPM when you're just putting along. This thing, you've got to wind it up a lot more. It's just the nature of the beast. It's a higher revver motor. We're going to go up here and we're going to get on a four-lane divided highway and see how this feels in an interstate stuff. I'm going to ride it basically the same route I rode the 883 to kind of really compare. It is happiest at that 5,000 to 7,000, 8,000 RPM range. Really, 5,000 is where it really starts to pick up. Don't have those mirrors quite where I need them, but we're going to make sure that's a little better. 75 mile an hour, 77 mile an hour in fourth gear. And I'll shift up just to show you. We do have a six speed here. And we're under 4,000 RPM under 70 mile an hour. And so we're really way out of the power band here. You really want to be up at interstate speeds, I would say, in my opinion, before you use six gear. So shifter back down, fifth gear. And it's got pickup okay from that range. Now we're gonna take this exit, cruise down here on getting on a little bit of Route 66, do a little two-lane riding, see how I feel about this bike. I guess give you my immediate thoughts about the ergonomics is they're not bad. I wanna say, and I might be wrong, but I have to go back and look, but I think the 975 has a slightly taller bar height, you know, because of a riser here, because of this different gauge. So maybe I'm dreaming that. I'll check my specs on that. But I think that that is true. There are some other differences between the 975 Special and the Standard. And one is the little cowl around the headlight there, the little fairing. The Special has that. The Standard does not. Well, Harley riders still wave at me. Now, another difference is the two-up seat and rear passenger pegs. The biggest thing to me, I think, is the gauge. It's all digital gauge, and you have cruise control. Now, you could tie this to your Cardo, I believe, and control your music and stuff through that. I have not done that with this unit. I have my Cardo on, but I am not pairing it up with this bike because it's just a demo bike. Now, this 2024 has only got 78 miles on it. We're doing 80 mile an hour in third gear. Definitely a difference in power compared to the 883, and a lot of difference in sound. And I'm not saying one is better, but people talk about with the 883 coming back, is it gonna rob sales from the 975? Well, I think they're for different consumers. I think that's one reason the 975 and the Sportster RS 1250 have not taken off, is because they're really geared more toward riders that were on metric bikes or interested in metric bikes, and they're trying to compete with that segment. I don't think that this bike is really, not that some traditional Harley riders won't like it, but I don't think that's what it was designed for. I think it was designed to compete with the Rebel 1100s and other cruisers in that metric market. And it sounds and feels a lot like those, and I think it makes a much better competitor to those. I've rode the Rebel 1100, and I can tell you this bike is definitely more comfortable, in my opinion, than the Rebel 1100. The Rebel 1100 seating position was very cramped for me. My knees were above my ass. Now, this is a pretty different position for me. My hands are down below my shoulders, but the bar spacing is pretty good. I can see out the mirrors once I got them adjusted right. I need to tweak this one just a hair, but going down the road here now, I've got a good view of the vehicle behind me in the mirrors. Now I'm used to mirrors being up in here, and but with as low as these bars are, I would just be looking at my shoulder. So I think these mirrors work for this style bike and these style bars. Now, I have heard of people putting taller bars on this, and if you did that, you might be able to go to a different mirror style than these bar end mirrors. But I think these are working okay for this style of bike. The 2022 Iron 883 is around 54 horsepower and 54 foot-pounds of torque from the factory. So that's not real hot. This bike is more like 90 horsepower and 70 foot-pounds of torque. So a little more torque, but considerably more horsepower. And like I said, considerably different RPM type range. Yeah, you really can feel that pull at 5,000 RPM to 6,000 RPM. That's where she starts to really pull your body back. You can feel the acceleration a lot more. And no, I'm not trying to compare this to, liter metric bikes. That's not what this bike is intended to compete with. It's not what it's designed for. Because somebody's going to say, that's not fast. Boy, those things are slow. Never fails. Now, as I recall, the Rebel 1100 and the Nitzer 975 are pretty comparable in horsepower and torque. The Rebel's a little bigger, but when you start looking at weight and horsepower per pound and things like that, I think the 975 actually is more power per pound for the weight of the bike. This bike comes in at about 480 pounds. That's about 80 pounds lighter than the outgoing 2022 883 Iron. So shaved weight off of it, almost doubled the horsepower from 54 to 91, and more torque. But from a performance standpoint, this bike wins in a lot of categories. Dual bending valve, Showa front suspension, rear coil emulsion twin shocks in the back. We've got 5 inches of travel in the front, I think, and 3 in the rear. But there's some things this thing doesn't have that other riders are looking for, and that is that potato, potato, potato sound, that low 2,000 to 4,000 RPM torque that the Harley V-twin Evolution motors had and that the outgoing Sportster had. We haven't heard anything confirmed about the specs of the incoming Sportster that we're going to get back, but other than that, it's an 883. So I'm thinking it's going to be just a revised 883, still pretty much the Evolution platform, but I could be wrong. We'll see what Harley-Davidson does with that. But, you know, I think I would like to see Harley-Davidson bring out the new Sportster with the 6-speed transmission and, you know, 70 to 80 horsepower if they could find a way to squeeze that out of there. Maybe do oil cooling in the heads like they did on the 2025 and up soft tails. I think that's a way to, you know, improve some performance and cooling and things like that without adding a radiator and going into the whole total water-cooled aspect. She's a fun little ripper when you get her up to speed. Hi guys, let's talk a little bit about the price of this bike and where it fits and the Nightster 975 fits. This bike is a MSRP at about $12,500 now, and the Nightster 975 is $10,000. Like I said, you give up some things with the Nightster, solo seat, you don't get the little cowl over the around the headlight, don't get passenger pegs, get a more analog style gauge. This gauge, I believe, like I said, when you hook it up to your Cardo, you can get like turn-by-turn navigation on the screen. Of course, this bike has modes. We're in sport mode right now. There's rain mode. It's right there in the center of that 60, right above the miles per hour. And there is road mode. And we do have traction control on this bike. Laid into this turbine here pretty good. Oh yeah, she's nimble. She dives right to the edge. Easy. Something about the design on this bike that people may not realize that makes this bike feel so nimble, and it is an improvement over an aspect of the old Sportster, in my opinion, is the old Sportster was kind of top-heavy. Now, what you're seeing here that looks like a fuel tank is actually an airbox cover, and the fuel tank is under my butt. It's actually under the seat. You pop the seat to put gas in this thing. And what you're doing by that design is making a lower center of gravity. You're getting the weight down lower. This bike has also got a stressed member design where the engine is a stressed member of the frame. There is no cradle in front of the engine. And I do think that probably from a performance and spec standpoint, that this bike is better than an 883 in almost every way. But that doesn't mean it's better for everybody. If you're not into electronics and you're not into gadgets and you want that Harley-Davidson traditional sound and feel, then you should be happy to bring in the 883 back. That's going to give you an option to build from. If there's not on day one, I'm sure there will be performance upgrades. And, you know, if they keep the same standard 883 engine design we've had, then a lot of aftermarket stuff will already exist. But if they change the design or the heads in some way, then there may be new performance parts coming for that bike. I'm absolutely positive that we will see performance parts for that 883 after it comes out if the existing stuff doesn't fit it to make it more of a performance motorcycle. All right, let's get this thing fucking home.
All right, guys, I decided to finish this video up a day later when it's nice and cool, which is like 75 degrees at 6 a.m. because we're under a heat advisory here. It's been really hot lately. That's why I didn't finish this video at the dealership. What we really need to talk about is where does this bike fit and who is it for? Is the 883 going to rob sales from the Nightster 975? Well, I don't think so. Now, I think Harley-Davidson has lost market share in that kind of Sportster range, like the 883, the sub 1000 area. And I think they've lost it to the Indian Scout, to be honest. Now, other metric bikes, of course, are cannibalizing it as well. And that's because the only thing Harley-Davidson has in this range with the 975 feels like those other bikes. So if it looks and it feels like a Honda Rebel 1100, then you're going to have to compete on price with the Honda Rebel 1100 and reputation. And, you know, I know people think I'm a Harley Davidson fanboy, but Hondas have great reputations. I started out on Hondas. You meet the strangest people on Hondas if you follow Shade Tree. Anyway, buying a motorcycle, at least here in the U.S., is driven by emotion. It's an emotional decision. You want that bike. You want that feeling. You want that sound. You want that look. It's not a fiscally responsible decision. You don't generally save money no matter what the miles per gallon are, unless you buy a cheap used motorcycle that gets high miles and you do very little maintenance to it, only what's necessary to keep it on the road, and you use it as a commuter for your, you know, daily trek or something like that. And a large part of the world does do that. That's why small displacement motorcycles are very popular in other regions of the world. But that's not what Harley-Davidson's about, and that's not what's going on here in the U.S. I don't think the 883 is going to rob sales from the 975. I think these bikes have very different characteristics and sound and feel. And I think the guy that doesn't like the Nightster 975 / Rebel 1100 feel wasn't going to buy this bike anyway. He was going to buy something else, a used Sportster probably. That's why the value has been pretty good on them lately. So will the value go down when they bring it back? Probably. I do think the 883 is a good choice to bring back. I think it will provide an option for customers who are not looking for a bike like the 975. That doesn't mean the 975 is bad. It just means it's not the right choice for a lot of people. And for the people it may be the right choice for, they're looking for something new, something different. I had someone comment about a picture I posted of it, saying that they just bought a 975 Special. And I know that person normally rides a touring motorcycle. So maybe they bought it as a lightweight bike to run around on the afternoon with locally when they're not out touring and stuff. I have a Dyna for that. There are other motorcycles that are great, and many of us have multiple motorcycles for multiple reasons. So I do see that the 883, the 975 are great second bikes for people like me that have a touring bike primarily right now. I have my Dyna, but would a 975 Sportster outperform it? It'd be close, and my Dyna is 1,450 cc's. It's much bigger, much heavier, much more power, much more torque. Well, much more torque. I don't know if it's more power. I really think it's just down to what characteristics you're looking for in a bike. If you haven't rode one of the new Rev Max motors, go give them a try. Ride them at a demo event. They are fun. They are different. You're going to have to get the RPMs up a little more than you're used to with your typical Harley-Davidson V-twin cruiser. But I would definitely give it a try. Again, I like to ride motorcycles. I had fun riding it. All right, guys, if you like this video, please give it a big thumbs up. It really helps the video grow. I'm going to give a big thanks out to Renegade Harley-Davidson for making bikes available for me to ride and review. We got some cool stuff planned, some stuff that's a little older even, to compare to some of the modern stuff. So if you want to see that kind of stuff, make sure you hit that subscribe button down below. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. And as always, y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.